Morning Watch, a timely word concerning the world's situation and the Lord's recovery. Week 5, answering God's call to be His dispensational instrument, His overcomers to turn the age. Tuesday, related verses. Daniel 1:8. But Daniel set his heart not to defile himself with the king's choice provision, and with the wine that the king drank. So he requested of the leader of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Revelation 2:13. I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name and have not denied my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. Daniel 6:10. Now when Daniel came to know that the writing had been signed, he went to his house. In his upper room he had windows open toward Jerusalem, and three times daily he knelt on his knees and prayed and gave thanks before his God, because he had always done so previously. Numbers 6, verses 1 to 8. Then Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When a man or a woman makes a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite, to separate himself to Jehovah, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, nor shall he drink any juice of grapes, nor eat fresh or dried grapes. All the days of his separation he shall eat nothing that is produced by the grapevine, from the seeds even to the skin. All the days of his vow of separation no razor shall pass over his head. He shall be holy until the days are fulfilled for which he separated himself to Jehovah. He shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow long. All the days that he separates himself to Jehovah, he shall not come near a dead person. He shall not make himself unclean for his father or for his mother, for his brother or for his sister, when they die, because his separation to God is upon his head. All the days of his separation he is holy to Jehovah. Psalm 110:3. Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare, in the splendor of their consecration. Your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn. Suggested reading. How did God use Daniel to turn that age? There is an important principle with Daniel, as also with Samuel. It is voluntary consecration. Samuel was a Nazarite. A Nazarite was a person who consecrated himself voluntarily. We can see the same principle in Daniel. Apparently, Daniel was not a Nazarite. Actually, he was, because a Nazarite was a person who did not drink any wine or strong drink. What is the meaning of not drinking wine or strong drink? It means to not enjoy any pleasures of this life. This is the principle with Daniel. What the king of Babylon drank, as well as his meat and grains, must have been offered to the idols. At least those meals were not clean, according to the ordinances on cleanliness in Leviticus 11. It was defiled food. Daniel refused everything that men enjoyed and boasted of. He refused everything that would offer him some position in the world. He was a voluntarily consecrated one. A little spiritual pursuit or a little godly living before the Lord is not enough to be used by the Lord to turn the age. All those who are used by the Lord to turn the age must be Nazarites. They must be voluntarily consecrated ones. Voluntary consecration means that when everyone else on earth seeks after the world, and enjoys the world, I separate myself from it. The Bible records that in those days, the king of Babylon chose a group of young men from different races to stand before him. The opportunity of being chosen was something beyond one's dream, because the king would give them good food and drink for 3 years so that they would be fair and fat in the flesh to stand before him in the palace. Yet Daniel and his three companions vowed, saying, "We forsake such opportunity. We will not enjoy the food and drink here. We cannot be the same as other people. We must take another stand. Other people do not have God and are not for God, but we are for God." They expressed God this way because they submitted themselves to his authority. While the whole earth denied God's authority, they acknowledged God's authority. While the whole earth had men as kings, they had God as their king. The first characteristic of Daniel was that he was a separated person. Although Daniel and his three friends were still very young, they stood up to be an anti-testimony. This anti-testimony is a separation. When we read Daniel 1, we must grasp the meaning of this picture. These men did not follow the tide of Babylon at all. They were the separated ones. They could not eat what others could eat. They could not drink what others could drink. They could not do what others could do. They were clearly different from others in everything. In Greek, Antipas means against all. Antipas, a faithful witness of the Lord, stood against all that the worldly church brought in and practiced. Hence, he became a martyr for the Lord. In Greek, the word for martyr is the same as that for witness. Antipas, as an anti-witness, bore an anti-testimony, a testimony against anything that deviated from the testimony of Jesus. It must have been through his anti-testimony that in his days, the church in Pergamos still held fast the Lord's name and did not deny the proper Christian faith.